What we see here at the end is that we see that the glacier has been retreating. It's been getting smaller for the past 30 or 40 years. And you can see that that's a trend over time, that it's getting smaller and smaller, and the length of it is shortening. And so what does that tell us? Why do glaciers change their length? And so if we think about it, glaciers will grow if they have more snow that falls on them and melts away each year. So either we have less snow falling each year, or we have the air temperatures that are warming and that's causing more melt. Now, the way that I figure this out, and I want to figure out what is causing this glacier's length to change, so the most obvious thing to me is, okay, if the air temperature is warming, that will really strongly influence melt on the glacier. So that's the first thing that I would look at, even before precipitation, because that doesn't actually change that much over time. So I looked at the temperature, and you see in the plot on the bottom, that's the temperature time series, and that is from air temperatures in the summer that have been recorded at the glacier. And if you look at that plot, you can see there's a lot of variability from year to year. Like, just like sometimes we have a really warm summer here, sometimes we have a pretty cool summer. There's a lot of variability from year to year, but overall, I think you can see that there is a trend. So the air temperatures over time are increasing. It's getting warmer progressively with time. And if we look at that and we say, okay, well, then what could possibly be causing this air temperature to warm? And you go to the other plot, and that's the global carbon dioxide plot down at the bottom. You'll see that the global carbon dioxide has also increased over time. And so what we're looking at here is we see that there's this trend in global carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. That means it traps heat at the Earth's surface and it causes warming. So that global carbon dioxide is going up. That's from us burning fossil fuels. That is trapping more heat, that's causing the temperature to rise. And we see that in our temperature plots for the glacier. And that is causing more and more melt on the glacier, which is making the glacier shrink over time. So when we're trying to figure out what is causing glaciers to change, we always will look at the air temperature, because that can cause more melt, and we'll then look at the precipitation. But here it's really obvious that this air temperature change is what is driving this glacier to get smaller over time.